الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تبارك وتعالى ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان صدق الله العظيم علماء اكرام الذين يبرد from the outset the hadith in Mishkat Sharif that on the day of Qiyamah there will be two lines. The one line of people that will be going to Jannah and one line of people that will be going to Jahannam. And in the line of the Jannatis there will be a person that is almost about to enter into Jannah. And on the other side will be his friend in this world. But he is going now towards the fire of Jahannam. And he will recognize his friend in that line. And he will run towards him. And then he will remind him that you remember one time he went out on a journey. And it was in the desert, extreme heat. And you became thirsty. And your water supply was depleted, you had no water. And I had by me. MashaAllah, you are a pious person, you have taqwa, you have ibadat in your life. And I was a sinner. Nothing to my account. He said, I remember. And you were close to more than death because of thirst. At that time, I gave you water to drink. I made you ikram. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved your life. So now I just want the reward of that day. So that person will grab his friend by the hand and take him before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm going towards Jannah and my friend who saved my life because of one gulp of water is going towards the fire of Jahannam. Allah will say, you also make his ikram, like how he made your ikram and take him to Jannah. So upon this, we had one friend in our class. After hearing the hadith in the class before us. So after the ustaz mentions the hadith to the class, and ustaz leaves the class, he runs behind him. And he says, oh ustaz, you remember that day when you were thirsty in class, and he asked you to bring water for you. So don't forget that day. I'm the spare wheel in your boat. In the same way, my dear brothers, I'm the spare wheel today. Sitting here, it was a bayan of Mawlana Hansa Ashab, Namu Barakatuhu. But Allah Ta'ala's karam, Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, Allah Ta'ala made me sit here today, the spare wheel. As you know, spare wheels of today are biscuit wheels. You can't drive very fast and you can't go very far either. Allah Ta'ala open our hearts and make it beneficial, inshallah. We are coming close to the month of Ramadan. And every year the dua is, oh Allah, make this a Ramadan of my life. Make this a Ramadan of my life. We all are waiting for that time in our life where the heart will just turn. We're making dua for it. Ya Allah, kisi buzruk ki nazar lag jaye. Some buzruk's eyes fall on me, my heart turns, the life of guna is abandoned, I become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I live a righteous life without any thorns in my life. Things must go smoothly. Salah must become easy for me, like how I eat barfi, and I drink milkshake, and I enjoy all the delicacies of life. Salah must become like that for me, must become easy. My Quran tilawat, my adhkar. But we know every day is an exertion. Every morning we wake up now to exert myself, I've got to push myself. Temptations are there outside. Whether it comes to the youth, the temptation in the pocket, the cell phone, and everything else. This is a point also when it comes to the cell phone. At one time, remember in the days of before, that when it came into our albums of gunas and sins, they all were hidden at home. Right in the Hadith Sharia, but that person who killed 99 people, and then he goes to a certain group of learned people. He tells them now, is there any tawbah for me? 99 people I killed. He said, 99 people, what a sinner you are. You are doomed. You're Jahannami. So he made it 100. He killed that person also. Then somebody told him, give him a shwara, there's a qariyatul saliheen. There's a place of pious people, go there, possibly there's hope for you, Allah will accept your tawbah. There are pious people there. So in the root, Malakul Maut came and removed his ruh. Removed his soul. And he passed away on the spot. Like the malaika are sent. One group is saying, we're taking him to Jahannam. Other group is saying to Jannat. So let's measure the land. Which place he's closer to? The place of sin and guna? Or towards the place of the pious people? Allah Ta'ala made it such that he was closer to the city and town of the pious people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to Jannat. Here we find in our life the fitnas. At one time, now we know the albums about my wedding and the videos and everything else. All was kept at home. The black and white TV also was put in the cupboard quietly. Allah Ta'ala make maaf. The entire khazana album of all the gunas in the pocket. In the masjid. With all the clips and all the pics and all the photos. Allah forgive us. Where are we going to have hope now? That person had some hope. The guna was elsewhere, he did it. And closer to the place of Tawbah. Here we are carrying the burdens with us everywhere. Allah Ta'ala make this Ramadan the Ramadan of our lives. Where at least from now we start preparing and cleaning up. Whether our cell phones, whether our hard drives, whether the computers and everything else. Get it out from now at least. Ya Allah, I am trying. Ya Allah, I am trying to come towards you. My life may change. My akhlaq, the quality of my life, of my heart. That now to come upon deen becomes sweet, becomes enjoyable. And our Hazrat Wala says, deen is enjoyable. There is excitement in deen. But because now we've tasted the pleasures of dunya, from simple food, to now designer food, to gourmet, and where the ummah is going to. So we tasted the pleasures of dunya. But innama al-hayatu dunya la'ibu wa lahu. The reality of dunya is only play. It's only play. And entertainment. That is why we find a young boy, as he grows a little older, then his father takes him a little bit shopping. And he sees now in the supermarket, there's a little small car. Plastic car. But he cries for it. Because it's play. He wants to play. So father buys him that car. And to him now that car is his life. He'll take it home, he'll play with it. He might wash it when he's having a bath also with that car. Then he'll sleep with the car also. He'll wake up with the car and he'll make noises. As if now he's driving at full speed, changing gears and he's screeching the tires and everything else. He's play for it. As he gets a bit bigger, now he realizes his car was actually nothing. Now he wants the car that he put it back, he goes fast. Now he cries for that one. This is play of insan. So father buys it for him. As he gets older, now his thoughts become bigger, his mind becomes bigger, there's more exposure. Now he finds a remote control car. There's a wire. And I can control it. So father buys it for him. He enjoys it for some time. And then his heart becomes bigger, the eyes become bigger. And I want a radio control car without the wire. Then he wants a petrol one. And then finally he got his eye. He got his eye on the GTI. Now I want the real thing. That is where I want to head to. That's the ultimate sheer driving pleasure. There's a play. The little girl, she's small. The mother will buy her a plastic tea set. She plays a little bit. Then she wants one that's a bit now more sophisticated. Mother will buy her that also. Then she wants a kitchen set. That too the father will buy. Then she wants a whole plastic molded one. And she wants a Wendy house. So this is play of insan. You're understanding what I'm saying? How the play went on, we all went through it. Finally, as she became of age and nikah took place. Now she wants the granite tops. And now she wants, everything must be stainless steel and chrome. Where she can see it shining. But there's no end to it. These are all toys of dunya. Our Hazrat says, how long are we going to play with toys of dunya? How long? Mashayikh have passed all of this now. Now their hearts are in salah. Ya Allah, this is something from you. To get into the depths of salah, the depths of Quran tilawat, or dhikrullah, the entire night goes in one ayat. We are still playing with this and playing with that, upgrading and updating. But the mashayikh are saying, get over it now. Get over your jawani. There's something bigger to become involved in. To make your akhirat. To make the yari for the time. That is why they say the mashayikh, the fear they had. The fear and the worry and concern they had wasn't of maut. How are they going to leave this world? The greatest fear they had was they should not be after their demise and death, they are deprived of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jamal of Allah, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're seeing everything beautiful here. We touch it, we feel it, we enjoy it. We aspire for it. But the creator of beauty, Hasan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, when the hadith was quoted, that the last jahannami will come out of Jahannam after 1,000 years and then be entered into Jannah. After 1,000 years. So he would say, may Allah make me that person. So students would ask him, but Hazrat, after 1,000 years, Allah Ta'ala will take that person out. He said, at least I will not be doomed forever and deprived of the didar and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least I know I'll be coming out and I'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what now they took enjoyment in. The things of dunya were temporary. As our Hadrat says, that a person now has own property and he thinks now, alhamdulillah, I've got a block of flats, or I have a certain apartment or a penthouse. Hadrat says, look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the crux of the hadith, the meaning of the hadith, that the entire dunya put together is that equal to the wing of a mosquito. So he says that now I have a property, and I think alhamdulillah I made it in life. I made it. Whether my salah is made is another question. Whether my taharat is made is another question. Whether my ghusl is made is a different question. How many of us have so many years have passed, I haven't even checked my ghusl whether it's correct or not. Could be something just not right in there. My wudu itself, what is the condition of my wudu? You find Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they would go, Ali radiallahu anhum, would go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, learn how to make wudu. Show me how to make wudu. In the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, he went to him, Abu Bakr, show me what you saw from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how to make wudu, show me. Then he went to different khulafa. Just to renew his sabak of wudu only. How to make wudu? So my salah is perfect. My salah is perfect and correct. My du'as are accepted. That is why my ustaz used to say, that deen kisi baab ka miras nahi hai. That deen is not my father's miras. I got it now. Chalo, sit down with it. The seekhne ki cheez hai. Something to learn all the time. So Hazrat says, when he comes to this example of dunya, he says, take that one wing of the mosquito. He says, now put the entire dunya on that one wing of the mosquito. He says, I don't think you can foot. But try and foot it anyway. Compress it. Put it on one wing of the mosquito. Now you zoom in Google Earth. And now you look for your continent, Africa. And in Africa, you look for South Africa. You're zooming in more. And now in South Africa, you look for KZN. By now you can understand those that are computer-wise. It's already blur. You hardly can see anything. You're zooming in so much. He says, now you're looking for Durban or Newcastle. And now the suburb. And now that address, street address. He says, possibly that one property might be just hanging at the corner of the mosquito's wing. About to fall off. But that now has blinded me from everything. That because of that, my salah will go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come down and tell every insan, by come for salah. Prepare for akhirat. But Allah Ta'ala has made a system and nizam. In every masjid of the world is a muezzin calling out, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. They come for salah, come for falah. That Allah Ta'ala has kept His ni'mas and bounties for you. That is what Hazrat explains in his kitab al-Nawr al-Salah. Understand what is the reality of salah. We just passed the month of Sha'ban into Rajab, the month of Ramadan. We know the month of Ramadan when it comes to salah, how people are racing up and down. At least we get this month right. My salah comes right. We go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalima namaz. Kalima namaz. Namaz comes right. The hadith sharif say, man aqamu salah faqad aqamu ad-deen. As-salatu imadu ad-deen. The salah is the pillar of deen. That person who establishes his salah has established complete deen. Iqamatu salah, when Isaad explains, he says, that when in the ayat Allah Ta'ala says, aqimu salah wa atu zakat. Establish salah and discharge your zakat. Iqamatu salah does not mean to perform namaz. Iqamatu Salah means what is Salah? Keeping in mind and fulfilling all the faraiz of Salah, all the wajibat, all the sunan, all the mustahabbat. This is establishing namaz. I can gauge for myself now what is the quality of my namaz. How much of Salah am I making iqama of? If I'm not doing this now, I'm depriving myself of a lot of khair. In every salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept millions of bounties. That is why one of the muraqabas we make in salah, that Ya Allah, whatever you have promised upon this namaz, give me the complete reward and all the ni'mas that you have given for this salah. With every salah is pulling some ni'mat of Allah, pulling some bounties or millions of bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give me the full reward, the full impact of salah, must feel it in my life. But this will come now when I make iqamatu salah. If the salah is made in such a way that all the faraiz are fulfilled, all the wajibat, all the sunan. That is why Allah Ta'ala gives jazai khair to our shaykh, dama barakatuhum, when he comes to the month of Ramadan. We appeal to the brothers. But at least once in our life, take our time, spend 140 days in the khanqa and see where Hazrat will fine tune the salah, the outer appearance of salah, the inner of salah, to learn the reality of salah. What effort is made, what syllabus Hazrat has put over there. That if your salah comes right, your entire life will come right. How you control your eyes, your tongue, your hearing, your thinking, your limbs. Person has an anger problem. His eye alignment is off. He cannot control his tongue. Just get the alignment correct in salah only, in namaz. Just in salah, everything else will fall into place. The concentration, the khushu and khudu. The concentration in salah. Just to get that right. Because the time will come, the Hadith Sharif says, that the masajid will be amira. The masajid will be, mashallah, full to capacity. Beautiful masajid. وَهِيَ خَرَابٌ مِنَ الْهُدَىٰ But there will be no hidayat. There will be one person in the entire masjid reading salah wa khushu and khudu. It just be actions only. Empty actions. I can gauge for myself that when I go into sujood, how much do I connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I go into ruku, what am I thinking of? When I'm standing in qiyam, where is my heart, where is my mind? So that person who will make iqamatu salah, establish his salah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that when it comes to the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only two opportunities in his life where he has a chance to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in direct munajat and communion. There's only two. So if his salah, in namaz in this world, is the only time he has to present himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, on the day of qiyamah. That mawqif, عند الله تبارك وتعالى يوم القيامة. How he will fare over there depends on how he performs salah over here. If here he's standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is how Allah ta'ala demands, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said, they perform salah as you see me performing salah. So how Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام outer salah was, if my salah is closer to that, my takbir al-tahrima, check our salawats, with those that are ahnaf, my takbir al-tahrima, how I tie my hands, am I tying correctly according to the sunnah, below the navel, how I make my ruku, where I'm looking in salah, when I go into ruku, how straight my back is, am I looking between my feet, when I come up from salah, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ He also, as Imam Sahib is coming up saying, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ That is when I start already saying, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ Not after I get up. I mentioned to our friends also, that believe in Maktab days, we all learn Zaruri Muslimin. So then our chorus, we would learn the du'as of salah also. Tana subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika wa tabarak asmuka awwal kalima, doyam kalima. All in chorus, we would learn it. So many a person would think now that the thana is part of the dua. So when he says Allahu Akbar, he says thana subhanaka Allahumma. Like a young boy once asked me to read Surah Fatiha, because in madrasa they taught like that. So he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I said, by Surah Fatiha is the name of the surah. It's a part of the surah. So many a old person too will think now that thana is part of the dua. So he said, thana subhanaka Allahumma. So whether my salah is correct, my du'as are correct, When a person also behind the imam, he say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim," and then he'll stop. Only the imam will do that. "A'udhu bismillah." In second rakat, there's no qiraat for the Hanafis. Third and fourth rakat also, there's no qiraat at all. Many a person will come in third and fourth rakat reading qiraat behind the imam also. Yes, for other madhahib, for them it's correct that they read. So what is my salah? How is my salah? Do I know the masail? That is why Hazrat said that we're performing salah so many years, we're not getting the benefit of it. Among the first benefits of salah is tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It will save a person from obscenity, from evil deeds. But my namaz is not pulling me. I'm reading so many years, it's not pulling me. Then together with that also to get concentration, when a person thinks our concentration in namaz, is we totally absorbed in such a way, I don't know what's happening around me. That is not matlub. That is not desired level of salah. That is a ni'mat Allah Ta'ala will grant a person who exerts himself. For a person just to be aware that I am in namaz at least. I am in namaz. And keep my concentration in namaz. How? That in salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the reward for that person who reads with khushu and khudu and concentration. The reward of zakat also, the reward of sawm, the reward of hajj, is all in namaz. A person now who's to pay, a person has to discharge zakat, he has to pay something. In salah also I will pay for the clothing I'm wearing, for the water I'm using. So I get the reward of zakat also. When it comes to sawm and fasting, the person cannot eat, he cannot drink. So in salah is this the same thing also. A person gets the reward of sawm. When it comes to hajj, a person is way to Arafat, Mina, Muzalifa, Tawaf. There's movement. In salah also there's movement. So from there we can understand now the salah is a combination of all the major ibadat put together. If my salah comes right, faqad aqamad deen. I've established complete deen in my life. If all the faraiz are there, my concentration is there, I understand what I am doing, I'm standing behind the imam on my own, and my heart, my mind are in conformity. And this also depends, ulama are saying, on the wudu we make. How you perform wudu. Concentration starts in wudu already. When I'm making wudu, is my mind in my wudu or not? Did I make the niyat as I'm making wudu? Ya Allah, the sins of my face are falling off. The sins of my hands, the sins of my head, the sins of my feet. Concentrate in wudu. And you will find the concentration will come in salah also. But if in wudu my concentration is not there, halfway through the wudu I'm answering the cell phone, or talking to somebody, or making salam with someone. But as if already I'm in salah, and then come into the masjid, into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain, when it comes to insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the ruh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the body. For the requirements and zaruriyat, the physical body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the marketplace. The malls and the shops and everything else. Import, export, the rest of it. This will take care of your needs, outward needs. Person goes there, he buys whatever he needs, it's cold, he buys a jacket, it's raining, a raincoat. So his needs are fulfilled in the marketplace. But now for his zaruriyat, for his qabr and his akhirat, the marketplace for that is the masjid. This is the place a person comes to purchase. That will depend on the quality of his namaz. The salah is valuable and he can buy that quality of things in the akhirat also. That quality of life in the qabr also. But when the salah is of a weak nature, the concentration is not there, the heart is not there, person runs in the last minute, is out first. That is why many mashayikh say, if you just get this one thing right, iqamatu salah, that my entire life is structured around the masjid, and around my namaz, everything else will fall in place. There should be an urgency, adhan is going, I drop everything. That is why we mentioned now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a system. In every masjid, the muezzin is calling out on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O my banda, I am waiting for you. Ajaw, ta'al, come." But many times the banda is saying, "I am very busy. I am very busy." What does it mean? "Ya Allah, you wait, I'll see you later. When I get time, I'll come. When I get time, I'll come." So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to give us for that salah We can imagine now how he's delaying those bounties by how many years. Person has a 10-year planner, 20-year planner, projection in life that I will retire at this age. I'll hand over the business at this age. But he's 60, 70, and he's still going to shop. What happened? He didn't, the plan of my life didn't work out. How come it didn't work out? Because you delayed. You delayed, so we delayed also. If you were here on time, then we should have given you accordingly. But you delayed. The key to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here. It's our yaqeen. That is why now, in the last safar, Haji Naqwada sahab, no barakatum, every bayan he says, make ta'lim at home. Make ta'lim at home. He says, how many, as the Shaykh has mentioned, and how many, or Mashayikh after the Shaykh has mentioned, and how many people reach the maqam and status of becoming friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and died as walis of Allah, this is by reading Fazail al-Amal. They're making ta'lim in the homes. They became friends of Allah. They were reading simple ta'lim in the house. Therefore, if you read every day the fada'il of salah, to understand what Allah Ta'ala has kept in it. And Allah Ta'ala is speaking about it every time, anwarus salah, in the month of Ramadan, entire month. Understand what you are getting in namaz. To rush the last minute, to rush out. To come in with your heart in namaz. And then together with that, alhamdulillah, a person comes to salah. There's always a stage higher. That before he had used to get salah with jama'at. Now at least by Ramadan, every salah in the masjid behind the imam. For the masturat at home, for the ladies at home, the salah awwal waqt. For them is mustahab. As the time comes in to read salah immediately. If they're going to delay from the awwal waqt, then you can imagine now what bounties Allah Ta'ala had kept for them at that mustahab time is being delayed also in their life. Our daughters, our children at home, we got now the dreams for them. But their salah is being delayed. Her proposal is being delayed. His job offer is being delayed. His certificate isn't coming through. There's a reason behind it. What are you supposed to be doing now? You are delaying. So there will be a delay from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we say iqamatu salah. To establish salah as Allah ta'ala wants it, everything else will fall into place. وَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا. And the person who abandons his salah. Abandons what? Here we say, man aqama as-salah faqad aqama ad-deen wa man taraka iqamat as-salah. The person who abandons establishment of salah. Understand what I'm saying? Iqamat as-salah means not to leave out salah. Iqamat as-salah means to perform salah with all the wajibat, fara'iz, sunan, mustahabbat. And the person who leaves this out, who leaves out not namaz, who leaves out establishing salah with the fara'iz, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, faqad hadam ad-deen. He has destroyed deen. So imagine those, that part of the ummah who is not performing namaz. What nuqsan they are causing to themselves. One is performing his namaz. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينُ مَعَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says destruction for those people who are performing salah, but their hearts are negligent, not in namaz. Wail for them. That is why we reiterate, to get the salah correct. That is why we have to read our salah in such a way, go in the environment or the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how they perform the salah. See their khushu, their khudu. Where their hearts are, how they perform their namaz. And yes, those that now, there's different levels, that a person wasn't performing his salah with jama'at, now he endeavors, he tries to come salah with jama'at. And then he can further that, salah with jama'at, then the first saf, person knew the reward of the first saf, they'll draw swords. They have to be here. Then takbir awula, to get the first takbir. Person performs salah 40 days with takbir awla. For him is two certificates. Bara'atun min al-nar, bara'atun min al-nifaq. Allah Ta'ala will grant him freedom from the fire of Jahannam and freedom from hypocrisy. 40 days with takbir awla in the masjid. So a person endeavors to go higher and higher in salah. Then somebody says, but that person, mashallah, he's in the masjid. He's first of all, so such a big beard he got. But he's doing gabgal business too. What is reading namaz? So how is that now? How does that gel together? He's in the first serve, he got so big beard, he's wearing kurta and a high topi, but he's doing business like this. You don't know. So the question is now, how come his salah is up pulling him away? So Mullah Sillah Khan Sahib, Rahimah, as you say, he says that, Chor musalli ho sakta hai, agar musalli chor nahi ho sakta hai. What does it mean? He says, a person who is a thief can perform salah. But a person who is a real musalli will not steal. So if my salah is not pulling me as yet away from all my gunas and sins, then I've got to check the quality of my namaz. I've got to sit with the mashayikh and learn how to do this basic amal of deen, because the first thing on the day of qiyamah to be reckoned will be my namaz. If my namaz is good and I pass through, then everything will be easy ahead. This Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that those people are successful. Aflaha in Quran means success of dunya and akhirat. Those who have khushu in their salah, their hearts are tranquil, their limbs are at peace. One very important point, our Shaykh al-Hadith explains always. He says that when he comes to our salah, you will find compared to the rest of the world, our salah is very fast. He says, check the speed of our namaz. When we come into qawma, For a person to stand for the duration of time, that the limbs of his body come into the natural place. Sheikh Sahib used to say that itminan fi salah, the essence of itminan, the essence of being motionless, to be still, say ye farz hai. Just to be still, to have the tranquility is farz. To the extent of one subhanallah is wajib. A person comes into qawma after ruku, and his body is still in motion, he hasn't stopped, he hasn't come to a total standstill, then he's missed a wajib of salah. A person has gone into sujood, and he comes to jalsa, the position between two sajdas. He's sitting there, but he's still moving. He hasn't come to a standstill, then he's missed a wajib of salah. And if a wajib of salah is missed, then such a sahu is wajib. And in such a sahu is that made the salah, has to be repeated. So we can understand now the quality of my namaz, how much I'm depriving myself. And I'm sitting in bayan after bayan. Allah Ta'ala forgive us that spending so much time with the mashayikh, alhamdulillah, we have learnt that how they perform the salah, and how they stand in salah, how they make ruku, how they make sujood, how they make dua. Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, talking about myself, that we've seen the entire, how they're doing salah, how they interact with people, and we've mastered it, we know how to do it. So we begin to think, now I am there already. I've learned the act is good 100%. Whether I have the ruhaniyat or not is something else. There's something you have to work on. I can stand like the mashayikh, I can make ruku like them also. Can make dua like them also, can walk like them also, meet with other people. But do I have the ruhaniyat in me? That is a different question altogether. That now should not be that my outer appearance makes me feel now that I am there already. But to check myself every moment. What is the quality of my heart? Why? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يَرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. The salah of the munafiqeen used to be such that when they stand up for salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَى, they should stand up lazily, with no lust, with no feeling. They should just read the namaz. يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسُ, show the people, just to show the people that you're performing namaz. But there was no reality, it was namaz is empty. The heart was empty. There was no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the salah, they hardly should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hardly remember. Don't know what Imam Sahib read in the first rakat or second rakat. Person unsure which rakat he is performing also. Because the heart is gone away. Hazrat says also, how many a person stands in salah, now he'll remember in namaz, where that money that he lost, where he placed it, he remember in namaz. That cough that he had, now in salah he remember he had a cough. The eczema he had behind the ear, now in salah he remember I had some itch behind my ear. In salah he remember. It all come back in namaz. Shaitan will make that effort. But together with that, we have to practice salah before that. Halqas of ta'aleem, sit with the mashayikh, listen to them, see how they perform the salah, and get the reality. So my salah comes into place, then I can make iqamatuddin. Then my entire life will come into place. Then the focus of my eye, when I'm standing for takbir at tahreema, where my eye is focused, out of namaz I can focus my eye. I'm driving my car, the other says, you're driving your car, and she's also driving her car. You both put on bright lights, it'll be a crash. But when to put my dims? Ghair mahram woman is coming in front, because my salah was correct, now I can dim my lights, my fog lights also, I can put it down. Protect my heart, protect my eyes. My thoughts in salah is correct, out of salah I can think correctly also. What decisions to make? My Quran tilawat is correct, how to speak out of salah. I can speak correctly because my munajat, my conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is correct. Out of salah I can do the same thing also. Control myself in salah. Put my mind in my ruku, in my sujood. Out of salah I can control my anger. Then how to control my anger? What to say, what not to say? How to react? How not to react? How to keep myself in check? Don't lose myself. Don't become negligent, neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I can't keep my concentration 5 minutes in namaz, we can imagine out of salah, how will they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Malukul Maut will come at that time. That is why our ulama say that the biggest danger at the time of maut, biggest danger at the time of maut is that a person's tawheed iman is snatched. It's the biggest fear. That iman at that moment is just snatched because that is the time shaitan makes the most amount of effort. Entire life he's making the effort, but that last moment he makes all out effort. That is why Bishr Hafi used to say, rahimahullah, that when the soul of a person goes towards the skies, and the malaika in the skies see that this ruh has come with tawheed, they get amazed. And they ask the malaika that how he got through. They are amazed and they ask how he got through with tawheed. Because shaitan makes such an effort at that moment. How he got through. So the salah is solid. Then at the time of maut also, he made iqamatuddin, established salah, established deen. When it comes to his time of maut also, the salah will come to his assistance. When he goes into the qabr also, yeah, the shaykh has mentioned in maut kiyad, that the salah will come to his right hand side. Quran tilawah to the head, other amal to the left, sadqah, everything to his feet. And now Munkar and Nakir will come, breaking through the walls, they're coming to question him. And as they will come from the right hand side, the salah will come. We can't come near him. He took care of me. Whether it was raining, whether it was cold, he was there in the masjid. He became a pig of the masjid. He was there. So you can't come through this side of this person. The attack from the other side, his zakat, his hajj, his amal, his Quran, all surround him. They can't get through. Finally, they will fail. Like how a person says, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. He's already set up his entire firm of attorneys and lawyers. His Quran, his zikr, his salah, and everything else. Speak to them. They say, you want to speak to him, speak to us first. We will answer on his behalf. Like this, they will fail. They can't question the person and they will leave him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the bedding of Jannat. The bedding of Jannat will be opened up for him. And now the windows of Jannat will be shown to him. This is your final abode. Before he knows in a 2 rakat salah of Fajr, Qiyamah will start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him and make his ikram. Now you passed. Fajr salah, you were there in the masjid. Now's your time for us to make your ikram now. Whenever we have this month of Sha'aban, the month of Ramadan, we can just get this few things right, my dear brothers. Our salah. Our namaz becomes right. The inner part of namaz, the outer part of namaz. The physical salah itself, how it should be performed. The ulama amongst us, go to them in the month of Ramadan, in the khanqah, the entire syllabus of khushu and salah, khudu in salah, practical salah, how to perform the namaz. And then we will find how our life will come into line. The family life will become blissful also. I know when to control my tongue, how to control my eyes. These battles I'm having in my life, that are blocking me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will become easy for me to overcome these things. Inshallah, give it this time to make wudu, prepare for salah, inshallah. Person who has wudu and sits in the masjid, then Once Hazratji walked into the masjid, Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and there was a bit delay before he came into the masjid. People were waiting for the bayan, and he was quite late. So as he came into the masjid, the MC got up and apologized. He's sorry to make you wait in the masjid. Hazrat Ali has come now, he'll address you all. Hazrat sat down, he says, I don't apologize. Hazrat, why? He says, you haven't wasted your time in the masjid. For sitting in the masjid with wudu, the malaika make dua for you. That itself is an ibadah. Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Allah forgive, Allah have mercy upon him. So how you sit in the masjid before salah, engage in dua, muraqabah of the heart, Allah, I'm coming to stand before you, accordingly Allah Ta'ala will change our hearts. We said in Hazrat's bayan after Isha, what pearls will be delivered will hit every corner of the heart. Then we will see the heart will be inclined towards the amal. Islah will be made. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah.